네. 자이 라다 마나바 군자비하디 자이 라다 마나바 군자비하디 Jai Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vardhani Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vardhani Jasura nandana braja janaranjana Jasura nandana braja janaranjana Jamuna tira vanachari Jamuna tira vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihani Jai Om Vishnu Pad Padmahamsa Vajibhaja Karya Asta Tadasthi Sri Mahadev Divine Grace Esi Bhakti Vananda Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Yantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindakita. Gaura Premanande. All glories to the sum of devotees. All glories to the sum of devotees. All glories to the sum of devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Third Canto, Chapter 9, entitled Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. Text number 32. Yada tu sarvabhuteshu Yada tu sarvabhuteshu Daru shvagnim mivastitam Daru swagnim nivastitam Pratichakshittamam loko Pratichakshittamam loko Jayatarhesha kashmalam Jayatarheva kashmalam Yada tu sarva bhuteshu Daru shvagnin nivastitam Prati chakshittamang loko Jayatarjeva Kashmalam. Sarva Bhuteshu Dharashagdhingi Vastitam Vachitakshita Mangaloko Ladies, Yadatu Sarva Bhuteshu. Yakshitamang loko Jayatayeva kashmalam. Yada, when, to, but, sarva, all, bhuteshu, in the living entities, Darushu, in wood. Agnim, fire. Eva, like. Stitam, situated. Prati chakshita, you shall see. Mam, me. Loka, in the universe. Jayat, can give up. Tarahi, then at once. Eva, certainly. Kashmalam, illusion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, you will see me in all living entities as well as all over the universe. Just as fire is situated in wood. Only in that state of transcendental vision will you be able to be free from all kinds of illusion. Please repeat. You will see me in all living entities, as well as all over the universe. Just as fire is situated in wood. Only in that state of transcendental vision will you be able to be free from all kinds of illusion. Purport. Brahma prayed that he might not forget his eternal relationship with the Lord during the course of his material activities. In answer to that prayer, the Lord said that he should not think of existing without a relationship with his omnipotency. The example is given of the fire in wood. The fire kindled in wood is always the same, although the wood may be of different types. Similarly, the bodies within the material creation may be specifically different according to shape and quality. But the spirit souls within them are not different from one another. The quality of fire, warmth, is the same everywhere. And the spiritual spark, or part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit, is the same in every living being. Thus, the potency of the Lord is distributed all over His creation. This transcendental knowledge alone can save one from the contamination of material illusion. Since the Lord's potency is distributed everywhere, a pure soul or devotee of the Lord can see everything in relation with the Lord, and therefore he has no affection for the outer coverings. That pure spiritual conception makes him immune to all contamination of material association. The pure devotee never forgets the touch of the Lord in all circumstances. Om Jnanati Vidandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Sigurbinama. Guru Diva Chalam Pangam Langayate Girim, Yakibudam Mande Sigirim Dinatarin, Raman Maharavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vidyavinaya Sampani Brahmanigavi Hastini, that when one has the correct vision, and that means having true knowledge, one can see with equal vision. This is very instructive because in the course of one's activities, just as here, Brahma, he prayed that he not forget his eternal relationship in the course of his work. Because in the course of work, one has to deal with so many challenges, so many obstacles, a variety of things, that there's every chance of forgetting, as Lord Srila Prabhupada very nicely points out here in the purport, that one has to develop that vision. And there's a process, as the Lord explains in this verse. That process is seeing with knowledge, with the proper knowledge, and again that's important because in the course of work we have so many interactions, whether it be distributing transcendental literatures or engaging with a different conditioned souls or different circumstances which have been created by the modes of material nature. They have an effect upon us. So there has to be some caution, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport. Brahma prayed. He was cautious that in the course of work, I have to be careful, right? All of us, we all have to recognize that in the course of work, there's a lot of things that may come our way. So one has to be cautious. There's a process, and one has to perform it properly and carefully. So Brahma prayed here that he might not forget his eternal relationship with the Lord in the course of his material activities. And this is, again, a very important instruction because in the course of work, again, we have to deal with so many circumstances that because we're simply a marginal potency, as the Lord says as it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the living entity is eternally tatasta shakti, beta beta prakash. We're a potency, a small fragment, but still we have that connection with the personality of Godhead. And because the living entity is simply a marginal a marginal energy, there's every chance of falling down. Again, here, as Lord Brahma is cautioning that in the course of one's activities, there's every chance that Krishna Bahir Mukhan Bhoga Vanchakari, that as soon as we contemplate the enjoyment or the possibility of enjoying or taking advantage of a situation, there's every chance that one will be infatuated or allured, as it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita again, Maya Magda, that the living entity, he's allured by the material energy. And forgets his eternal connection, right? And he begins, as Chaitanya Charitamrita again explains, Pisache Paila, that he begins acting like a ghostly haunted person. As soon as we forget that connection with the personality of Godhead, it's acting just as a ghostly haunted person. Just as a ghostly haunted person doesn't really know who they are. They're disturbed by some external forces. So the living entity, who's just a teeny little spark, when he associates with this external energy in the course of work, just as Brahma here, he's having to associate with that external energy in the course of his work. So also we have to, purushak prakriti stohi karanam guna sangha said, as soon as we associate with that energy to a point where we lose our understanding or identity, and we think that we can enjoy just as some crazy person thinks that they can do whatever in the street. You see them sometimes, they're walking without any clothing, or think that they can just, you know, do whatever. Walk in the middle of the street, there's cars racing, and they're just totally oblivious. So, so similarly, the living entity, if he's not careful in the course of one's work, there's every chance of becoming confused or misidentify with one's real position. And that position, of course, is eternally to be a servant of the personality of Godhead. And that requires knowledge, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport, that Lord Brahma is being instructed here by the Lord in the best path, or how to recognize that one is simply a small particle dependent on the Lord. And the best means for recognizing that or developing that understanding is the path of bhakti. Shreya shatim bhakti mutasya devi ho. Lord Brahma gives in his instructions that the best path for self-realization, for becoming immune to the effects of material nature, and not disturbed by the modes, and not entangled in one's activities, is the path of bhakti. All other processes, as he explains in that verse, klishantiye kevala bodhaya, that all other processes are simply laborious. You're it's just like an empty husk. You're an empty husk of grain. You're just flapping it back and forth, and there's nothing there. There's nothing. There's no benefit. There's no benefit. Just the labor of it is your gain. There's nothing else. So similarly, we're the conditioned souls, the confused living souls are living in this world. They're engaging in so many activities, so many exchanges, so many movements, so many endeavors. But what is the benefit of it all? It's just simply the labor of it. Because ultimately we understand that we can't take it with us. It stays in this realm. The living entity is a spiritual spark, as Krishna says, "Daivyesha gunamayi." That we're simply mamayang angsa jiva loka. We're simply part and parcel of the personality of Godhead. But some or other, we've fallen into this condition, and acting like ghosts, according to whatever mode of nature we may be influenced by. So again, the remedy is to receive transcendental knowledge. And for that reason, the Lord so kindly has given us the Vedic literatures. Again, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is giving an example of fire and wood, that the fire kindled in wood is always the same, although the wood may be of different types. Similarly, the bodies within the material creation may be specifically different according to shape and quality. There's 8,400,000 species that we have to deal with. The quality of fire, warmth, is the same everywhere, and the spiritual spark or part and parcel of the Supreme is the same in every living being. Thus, the potency of the Lord is distributed all over His creation. And this transcendental knowledge alone can save one from the contamination of material illusion. So, Sudha Goswami explains, right? Yaya samoito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. He explains that the living entity, although he's transcendental to this, to these modes, he thinks himself a product of them. And as soon as that happens, he has to undergo the reactions of the material nature. As soon as, although we're not actually meant to be here, some or other, the living entity has fallen into this condition and he begins to identify with this material nature, that we're a product of it, right? Again, in the Bhagavad Gita, the what is that demoniac mentality is described? I believe it's in the sixth chapter. They don't know what is to be done, what is not to be done. What is that verse? I forget. Asatyam apatistam te jagarur nushvaram. That it's that there's no reality to this creation. And the following verse is they don't know what is to be done and what is not to be done. So so similarly, as soon as we fall into this material nature, the living entity is confused and doesn't know how to act and what to do and how to avoid that entanglement. So the remedy again is receiving transcendental knowledge, and that is the process of bhakti, as Lord Brahma explains. That knowledge is so important. It's most important, actually. The Niti Shastras explain that there are so many ornaments. The ornament of the earth is a good king. When the leadership, when the kings are strong and saintly, the earth becomes a very pleasant experience within certain conditions, of course. We're temporary. It's bound to pass. But still, even in the material world, if the leadership is of good stock, then the earth becomes pleasant, just as we saw during Vedic times when great kings like Yudhisthira and Prithu and Pandu and Priyabratas, there's the histories there. As soon as that kingly order is corrupt, then society and the world becomes very ugly. So, and the ornament of a woman is a good husband. If the husband is of good quality, a good character, it complements the quality of a woman, because they help each other and they become very, and they become as a unit in advancing in spiritual practice. And the ornament of the night is the moon. When the moon comes out at night, it gives a nice quality and feel to the evening. It's refreshing. But knowledge is the ornament of everything. When knowledge is there, then the whole of society, whether it be in one's activities or whether it be in the natural functioning of the climates, the seasons, everything becomes auspicious. So knowledge has to be there. And this is what we're, Srila Prabhupada is very nicely pointing out here, that pure spiritual conception makes him immune to all contamination of material association. As soon as that understanding is developed, then that effect or that disturbance from a material nature is counteracted. But again, that one has to be very sincere and practice it. It has to be practiced. It's not that we can think that it's just automatic. As soon as the material nature comes, I can deal with it. It doesn't work like that. As soon as we're associated with the material energy, because we're of a marginal potency, the living entity is confused and he falls into material activity. Therefore, the devotees are always careful. They're cautious. And they're praying that they can always be focused even at the time of death, right? Krishna twadiya para pankaja vanjanantam advaiva vishtavimana sarajahangsa. The devotee is praying that let the swan of my mind be entangled in the stem of the lotus of your, in the stems of your lotus feet. Just as a swan likes to entangle itself in the stems of a lotus and plays so nicely, so also the devotees are thinking that let the swan of my mind, because again, we don't know what our future has in store. We don't know when or if, where. We have to give up this particular vehicle. But that time will come. So the devotees are praying that let me be focused. Otherwise, at the time of death, when the throat is all choked up with film, with mucus, how will one be able to chant or call out the name of the Lord? It's very difficult. Very difficult. So now, especially, one should be very cautious and be practiced at engaging in what's the most important practice, and that is devotional service, the development of one's transcendental being. And that's pure spiritual, as Prabhupada writes it so nicely, conception makes him immune to all. The pure devotee never forgets the touch of the Lord in all circumstances, but it has to be developed. We have to work on it, just like in any circumstance in the material world, you have to work on it to become expert at one thing or another. You have to work on it. So also to develop Krishna consciousness, because it's not an automatic thing. And although we have an eternal relationship with the Lord there, and it's dormant, it may be covered over by the influence of the modes of material nature, so one has to practice. And that practice has to be done very attentively. So here Brahma is also praying that, please don't let me forget that relationship in the course of my material activities. And the Lord says, you just simply have to remember how I'm present everywhere. And if you understand that, then that will help you to become freed from all sorts of illusions. And as the verse explains, only in that state of transcendental vision will you be able to be free from all kinds of miseries. So, we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Thank you very much. Shrila Prabhupada ki jai.